Unmatched Buying Guide 2026, Tales to Amaze, TMNT Battle of Legends and the Best First Box. Read by Amani. By Unmatched Adventures, Tales to Amaze is the best all-purpose first box. It supports solo and cooperative play, includes four fighters, and still works in normal versus matches. By TMNT when that roster is the emotional reason to play. By Battle of Legends Volume 3 for current competitive variety. Cobble and Fog remains a superb gothic roster when authentic stock is sensible. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, BGG discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice, generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer, which unmatched complete buying guide should you buy? By Unmatched Adventures, Tales to Amaze is the best all-purpose first box. It supports solo and cooperative play, includes four fighters, and still works in normal versus matches. By TMNT when that roster is the emotional reason to play. By Battle of Legends Volume 3 for current competitive variety. Cobble and Fog remains a superb gothic roster when authentic stock is sensible. The verified purchase path in this guide is Unmatched Adventures, Tales to Amaze on Amazon, Unmatched Adventures, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Amazon, Unmatched, Battle of Legends Volume 3 on Amazon, Unmatched, Cobble and Fog on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Unmatched Complete Buying Guide actually play? Unmatched is a compact skirmish system. Move on a shared map, play attack and defense cards, manage sidekicks, and exploit a highly asymmetric fighter deck. The drama comes from hand information and range. A fighter at one health can still threaten a lethal card, while a healthy fighter with no defense is exposed. Adventures boxes add cooperative enemies but keep fighters compatible with the broader versus system. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop. The moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule, play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Compared with Dice Throne, Unmatched is spatial and card count driven rather than dice combo driven. Compared with Disney Sorcerer's Arena, it is faster, more asymmetric, and less campaign shaped. Its collection value comes from cross matchups, not expansion chronology. Cross BGG and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first? Second and not yet, best first Tales to Amaze, four fighters, co-op enemies, solo and versus compatibility. Fandom TMNT Adventures, by when the turtles will recruit the group by themselves. Versus Battle of Legends Vol 3, current four fighter competitive variety. Classic Cobble and Fog, a flavorful older roster when stock is trustworthy. Stop, play the matchups. Four fighters already create more pairings than most groups explore. The stopping rule matters. Tales to Amaze is the best first box when solo or cooperative play matters. Cobble and Fog remains excellent, but older stock can fluctuate. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced. An expert strategy beginner, count cards, not just health. A low hand is often more vulnerable than a low life total. Regular, move for the next exchange. End where your best follow-up is live and the opponent's is awkward. Advanced, track printed copies. Once key defenses or cancels are spent, the risk profile changes. Expert, win the sidekick economy. A sidekick can block paths, absorb attacks, and force inefficient cards before dealing damage. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. Matchup selection is part of the teach. Start two new players with direct fighters, open movement lanes, and sidekicks that demonstrate positioning without burying the table in exceptions. Avoid treating a first loss in a lopsided matchup as proof that either fighter is weak. Swap sides, replay the same map, and compare how hand size, attack range, and escape routes change the result. Build the roster by missing job. After Tales to Amaze, decide whether your shelf needs a fast dual box, a favorite license, a ranged control fighter, or another cooperative adventure. Map count matters almost as much as fighter count because choke points and adjacency reshape a deck's practical strength. Buying one deliberate contrast produces more replay value than collecting three boxes with similar movement and pressure patterns. What is the real table hosting and solo commitment? Hosting. Teach with open hands for two turns, narrating value, boost, range, and after combat effects. Use one simple fighter and one more technical fighter. In adventures, let each player own one hero but resolve enemy flow as a group until the automa becomes familiar. Solo, Tales to Amaze is the line's cleanest true solo entry. Solo versus by controlling both sides is useful practice, but adventures provides an actual opponent system and scenario pressure. TMNT follows the same broad cooperative value proposition. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts, set up surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. All fighters mix across unmatched, but balance is matchup dependent rather than tournament flat. Tales to Amaze is the best first box when solo or cooperative play matters. Cobble and Fog remains excellent, but older stock can fluctuate. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, editions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout: every fighter is compatible, but every matchup is not equally balanced. Tales to Amaze is not cooperative only, its fighters work in versus games. A licensed roster is not automatically the best beginner roster. The record date is July 27, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewix Publishing Audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for unmatched complete buying guide Tales to Amaze is the default first purchase in 2026 because it teaches movement, combat, and fighter identity while offering a cooperative mode no two-fighter dual box can match. Add Battle of Legends Volume 3 for Broad versus Roster or TMNT for another Adventures box. Stop buying when your regular opponents still have unexplored matchups. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options: Unmatched Adventures, Tales to Amaze on Amazon. Unmatched Adventures, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Amazon, unmatched. Battle of Legends Volume 3 on Amazon, unmatched. Cobble and Fog on Amazon. Final verdict. Tales to Amaze is the default first purchase in 2026 because it teaches movement, combat, and fighter identity while offering a cooperative mode no two-fighter dual box can match. Add Battle of Legends Volume 3 for a Broad versus Roster or TMNT for another Adventures box. Stop buying when your regular opponents still have unexplored matchups. Frequently asked questions: what is the best unmatched set for beginners? Tales to Amaze is the strongest all-purpose first box because it includes four fighters, solo/co-op play, and normal versus compatibility. Can unmatched sets be mixed? Yes, fighters and maps are designed to cross between sets subject to normal format and component rules. Is Tales to Amaze standalone? Yes, it is a complete adventures box for 1-4 players and its fighters can be used in versus play. Is TMNT unmatched standalone? The Adventures TMNT box is sold as a complete cooperative unmatched product. Verify the exact listing contents and player count. Is unmatched balanced? The system is matchup dependent. Broadly strong and weak fighters exist, but map, pilot experience, and matchup knowledge matter. How many unmatched boxes do I need? 1-4 fighter or adventures box creates substantial play. Add a second only when specific fighters or co-op content answer a real group need.